Fire that bitch up.
Come on down and listen to the pod. We got Tone, Time, Nick, Crack, Connor, Cuba, Z, Big Motor, Jay, and Evan Bob. So let's hear you got nothing to lose. If you don't, then you're a sellout.
He's in New York.
But you're stupid. Round of applause. Here comes the boys.
Who did what to it? Mick, did you fuck around with the cameras, brother?
What?
Attaboy! Good to see you, Mick. Hey, welcome back to Planet Earth. How we doing, boys?
How we doing?
We have, I believe we have a full bar.
Full bar. Full
bar. How's everybody's weekend?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
What are we doing? Good? Anything good? All right, man, you're just going to have to fix this camera. It's going to piss me off,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, that is driving me nuts.
Zoom
as well.
Out. Just zoom out a little bit.
You don't like the tight shot, dude?
The tight shot's fine. Just, you know, Ty's going to get cut off every
pull
now
back
and then.
On the stick.
Yeah.
Dude.
Jesus.
Pull
hey,
up.
Have
pull
you,
up.
Hey, have you operated that thing at all? Come on. You do it every day, Mitt.
Oh, you're saying go camera right so his arm's in it?
Just the normal, just the normal everyday preseason.
The one that's on for like 4 hours a day.
The problem is I cannot get to the presets for some reason back here. I don't know.
No,
maybe
sense.
Because like you're on fucking Mars, dude.
Yeah, it takes about
that is true. We did change some settings back here. There,
ounce of brain strength.
This weekend, what did we do this weekend?
What did you do? Hey, I do believe a couple of you watched Shang-Chi.
I did watch Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi was good.
Delivered.
Great.
That was good.
Really good movie, right?
Fucking.
It's terrible.
We're gonna say.
Whoa!
What? You don't know shit about fuck,
have
dude.
Have you seen it?
Fuck, dude.
Fucking,
you never even seen it.
Ferrari's hilarious. Or
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Oh, how dare you, dude.
See, you enjoyed Awkwafina, right?
I think she's hilarious, yeah.
She's awesome in the movie.
I normally don't like her, but I think she toned it down.
She helped. She definitely helped to give
that
it
movie
a little,
was awesome.
What do you mean by really she toned good. It down?
Normally she's very over the top, very loud.
Like in Pitch Perfect, you mean?
Was
she in Pitch Perfect?
Yeah, she is.
She's in the third one, yeah.
Oh, and the first one's the best.
Pitch Perfect, Welcome Back to College.
With Megan Fox from Project X.
Correct.
You know who was good?
Who's that?
Trevor Slattery.
Who was Trevor really Slattery? Trevor. Oh, he was the
actor.
Magician. Yeah. The magician.
That was a good comeback.
The Mandarin.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Ty?
No, I haven't. Is he the bad guy? I thought Jackie
Chan
was
not
the bad guy.
He's the bad guy in Iron Man 3.
Jackie Chan's not in Shang-Chi?
No. It's
no,
Shang
because
Chi's.
They wouldn't let him perform his own stunts.
You'll know who the bad guy is immediately. This
I've been led
spoiler.
Astray. I thought Jackie Chan was in this.
No,
he's not in it.
Well, maybe I.
Why would you
it,
guess that?
Sure.
It's pretty
huh?
Why would you guess that?
I thought I saw that on Twitter.
No,
it was
he's
like
not.
Jackie
in
Chan was fucking awesome in Shang Chi.
Do yourself a favor and watch it.
Okay,
yeah, it's a very
right,
good
how long
Marvel
is it?
Movie.
2 hours.
Two?
I will say better typical. Than Eternals by far.
Really?
I will also say that.
Yeah, I didn't.
You didn't like Jolie.
No, Jolie was good.
Okay. What about fucking Rob Stack?
He was very good, too. You'll see his character
was
development.
Was there anyone who
but...
wasn't good?
Rob Stark's a bad guy.
Rob
Stark's
the
bad guy.
You
sandbag inside of a bitch.
Oh, no way. Zeke ruined the...
No, he just said you'll
shocker.
See his character development, which
no,
means
you'll,
he
you'll...
turns into a bad guy.
Not no. enough Jon Snow.
Yeah, not enough, Jon Snow.
But he's not an Eternal, correct?
No.
What okay, about so. Selma's bags?
How you don't
she?
Really see them.
How are they? What?
They were behind a outfit.
They
what?
They're caged
well,
up.
Well, that's a mistake.
You guys Jesus. Did say that the end credit scene is
phenomenal
basically the whole point
scene.
Of the movie.
I'm just gonna save you right now. The end, like beginning of the movie, kind of cool. Halfway, good, and then just credit scene.
Do they? So they explain in the trailer that these Eternals do not interfere with the
yes.
Infinity War. Because
they explain
that's
everything.
Whole thing.
Yeah. Do
they
I need
do,
to
they
watch
well
the movie
enough.
Or just yeah. the end?
It's very long-winded. The whole movie's long-winded.
So maybe fast forward to like an hour.
Literally,
left?
Yeah. First half hour watch.
Listen,
pretty
was it written by the guy who wrote Boiler Room? Not Boiler Room. It's Newsroom.
Newsroom.
Giovanni Ribisi?
No.
No, you're
Aaron Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin.
No, the dialogue is not of
yeah,
Sorkin caliber.
I don't think Sorkin wrote this
well,
one,
he said
but
it
he circled it. He circled it.
Who's
You don't have to think too hard while you're watching it. If you got nothing to do, you can power through it.
I mean, but I'll watch it, but it's not a
bad movie, but it's just not like you're used to a certain level of movie with Marvel, I think.
Sure. Like Shang-Chi.
Hey, best character.
Okay, so Shang-Chi is that level.
It's really good.
Yeah. What's his name? Kumail actually crushed it.
And then his assistant guy was fucking hilarious.
He was jacked. I guess apparently he improvised and wrote a bunch of his own stuff in it. He was funny. He was good.
Okay.
That's how you get a superpower.
That's why you should watch
fucking the Big Silicon Valley.
Neither of those two.
The Big Sick is fucking like about Stuber. His life.
Thank you.
Stuber. Tony's favorite movie of 2020, right. Yeah.
Stuber's with Batista, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll
and it's
that.
A winner.
Well, I've heard
Batista
other
Batista has an eye surgery and needs to be driven around.
That is
that the premise?
Electric.
Yes.
I did watch the first episode of Mayor of Kingstown.
That's right.
Was it good?
Well, there.
Out the gates. Yeah, me what and Diggs already know a little bit of a spoiler.
What I was told is
and I
very
might,
disheartening.
I might just come out and say it because, I mean, I think it's 10 episodes, so it is quite the.
And it happened in the first episode.
It did happen.
I didn't watch it yet, but
death?
I don't think I'll ever watch it.
Just fucking say it.
All right, I'll just say it. Fucking so, Coach Taylor is the mayor of Kingstown.
Okay,
and basically,
spoiler.
He gets spoiler alert.
If you're gonna watch it, don't listen. Spoiler, but also, spoiler, we're gonna watch
yeah.
It,
about 30 minutes into the first episode, he gets shot in the back of the head and killed.
No,
and I was expecting.
Whoa. What are we talking? Are we talking graphic? Are we talking gore? Are we talking
very,
blood and guts?
Oh yeah,
graphic.
Fragmentation. Was it like skull
yes.
and brain matter?
Yes.
Okay.
Brains blown out of
like
his head.
Bateman in the outside,
stealing money out of
like
a safe
what's
in his
name
office.
In the Last Kingdom.
Very similar.
Wamsgans. Yeah, he gets that nail shoved down his throat.
He's also found himself in quite a predicament.
Yeah,
big time.
Succession's unbelievable.
But yeah, I mean, the mayor of Kingstown is probably going to be pretty good.
So Renner's going to have to.
Renner is now basically in episode two, the mayor of Kingstown.
Is there a chance of flashbacks with Coach Taylor?
Probably. I would assume so.
That'll be okay.
I'm on episode three, and there has not been one yet.
God damn it, Bill!
Nah, fucking spoiler,
the
Bill.
Spoiler.
So we'll see, but I think it does have the capabilities of being like, you know, like there was some pretty tense scenes.
So
like
it's not a week by week show. They put the
is.
Whole thing up.
No, it is week by week. I think, but maybe like the first week they put two episodes out to start or something like that. I don't know, but yeah,
I think it comes out Sunday after Yellowstone. Like it just hits.
Yeah, it does.
It
wasn't on
Paramount right after.
It wasn't on TV right after. There was like an exclusive preview of. Lords
I don't know if it airs
Lords of Dogs
on Paramount. Well, I've only seen stuff on Plus.
Surprising to me because Coach Taylor, I feel like, pops up in a lot of stuff. He's in a lot of different movies and shows. He's a working actor.
Yeah, he's very good.
Renner, on the other hand, I feel like he's a little more selective in his work.
Sure.
And he's got Hawkeye's coming out.
Yeah.
So he's already got a TV series. That's out. And now he's going to be on another one. I'm impressed
with
Renner.
Oh, with what's her name, right? Haley Steinfeld?
Yeah,
Renner's abilities.
She's big fan of Steinfeld. Hold on, let me sing.
You know it.
Like a flashlight.
You say fleshlight?
Flashlight, dude.
Okay.
Except for she did have a song about her jerking it.
Really? What was it called? Fleshlight?
Jerking it?
Haley.
Just fucking kicking back and jerking in. I'm Haley Steinfeld.
Like that.
Love myself.
That was the
love myself.
Oh, you know what else I watched? I watched Bond.
Jimmy Bond.
I heard mixed
reviews. No Time to Die.
Heard great, it was really good.
It's an alright film.
It's an alright film. Yeah,
that's exactly. How you wrap it up.
It was a great wrap up to the Daniel Craig Bond run.
Did they reference Q at all?
Oh yeah, Q's big time player in this one.
M.
Mallory.
Of course.
What about Mallory? Sprinkled all throughout.
Is Mum?
Mum died like two films ago, maybe three.
Where do you put it?
Mum's dead?
In the Craig movies.
I'll be honest, dude. A lot of them feel like the same movie to me.
Dude, I stopped watching.
What about Osgard?
Skarsgard?
No. Ana de Armas.
Oh,
not enough Ana de Armas.
Osgard?
Seen it for long.
Exactly.
Paloma.
Spoiler alert.
From Newsroom? Or Morning Show?
There is, unfortunately, another 00.
The Rock?
Nope. Not Dewey.
He's in the floor. So
he's actually putting his name down for the next James Bond.
Yeah. In the movie, there is another 00.
Shut the
new
fuck
00?
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it's announced? I feel like I was seeing that.
Mm-hmm. It's 007. It's the British letty, right?
Is it
Mum? You'll see. It's not Mum.
It's a pretty cool gag.
It's a nice little gag.
It's a nice little gag that they throw out.
Is it Adele?
Yeah. She comes in.
Did Mum die sings. In the one when they were in the Haas in the middle of nowhere?
Fighting? Yeah.
Yeah. Skyfall. Mm-hmm.
Skyfall was great.
So yeah. Skyfall, I would say, is great up album. There.
What was the one before this Adele one?
Spectre. Spectre sucked.
Yeah.
Spectre is that the one with the weird faced guy?
No. Javier Bardem. Where you're taking a whole... Cut my face out.
Great. Was the yeah, last that was one awesome. Odd Job was in?
Fucking Moonraker?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since Odd Job was around.
Who was the bad guy in the last one?
Inspector Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Blofeld.
Christoph.
Mm-hmm. Who was also in this one.
Yeah,
also
I can't remember one. That one. Dave Bautista and was also in one of the last yep. three.
Freddie Mercury is who's the bad special? Guy in this one.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you mean fucking
Rami Malek.
You mean Rami?
Yeah, with his teeth.
You mean I fucking robot?
I'm going to sing you a song.
Yeah, Rami's
you guys watch
awesome.
I Robot?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I did not kill you.
Oh, no, sorry. Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot.
I heard that's a really good show, too, though.
It is.
Mr. Robot's really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's about taking down society.
Taking
it's
down.
Excellent.
Yeah, the top dogs.
Yes.
And that's Rami Malek.
And that's
does he take
why
him down?
He take,
that's
let's
why.
Just say he may take him down.
What?
Yeah, no spoilers.
It's a top three USA show of all time.
What are your two?
It's right below Monk.
There are three.
Let me give you my top three. Okay. Mr. Robot.
Sure.
Suits.
Burn Notice.
Fucking White Collar.
Franklin Bash. White Collar's third.
Franklin Bash. Burn Notice. Psych.
Actually, Suits is number one.
Royal Pains.
La Femme Nikita.
Suits is number one.
I don't think I ever finished
TNT.
Did you stop after Mike and Rachel left?
Yeah, I think so.
That's probably a good point. Hey!
What up, dude?
Harvey Specter.
Hey! What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, keep it moving. What are we doing?
I know.
We're
talking USA shows. We're talking Shang-Chi.
Tony Chase. You watch anything lately?
The Chrisleys, not his best USA show.
That show stinks.
Thought that was on.
Au contraire, mon frère.
Gabagool, huh?
The Chrisleys is a great show.
No,
I agree.
That guy's a fake. He's a fraud.
No, he's real.
He's been watching the morning show.
That's
right?
The one USA show Tony won't watch.
What's that all about? Because you do watch. You watch Suits over there, right?
Yeah, he loves Burn Notice.
What's that about? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that with
Zach Morris.
Yeah, Zach Morris.
He's a fucking lawyer. I would have never thought that when he was acting all too cool in high school.
Yeah.
Morning show's top
two
show on TV.
I haven't watched the finale yet.
It's pretty good.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you a little inkling into the finale.
Yeah.
I watched it, didn't know it was the finale.
Yeah, me neither, actually.
I thought the finale was two episodes ago when it ended the way it did.
That would have been a finale. Yeah.
That would have been a great finale.
This one, didn't know it was the finale.
Okay.
Until I was done.
So it's not great is what you're saying.
There's not, you know what actually I appreciate? There's not really like a cliffhanger.
Are we still gobble-gooling?
Yeah, I think so.
Gobble-gool. I didn't even know we were doing it.
Gobble-gool.
What about Invasion? Still watching Invasion?
Invasion's awesome.
Tell you what, payoffs here.
Oh yeah!
Okay.
Every episode. Like
surprise!
So
you
far.
Didn't fucking watch it, scumbag.
I'm on episode six.
Nah, it's about an alien invasion. It's a new show on Apple TV.
Do you like it?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, but something needs to happen real soon.
Payoff's coming.
When do you guys watch all this stuff?
Fucking no idea.
Late at night.
Nights.
Yeah.
Mornings.
I only watch the morning show in the morning.
Saturday mornings. Saturday and Sunday mornings are great TV.
Yeah.
Hey, think about that morning show. They're up at like 3 a.m. every day.
Oh yeah.
All that drama
for 20 years.
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years.
It's a green
coffee.
Setting your alarms that early.
Yeah, hitting that button.
It didn't lock.
What?
Huh?
I'm out of here. What? Well,
Jesus.
All right.
No, when you hit the button, the door didn't lock. He said it in the show.
You just keep a 5 hour right next to your alarm clock, too. Wake up. Boom.
Energy.
See you in 5 minutes.
West Virginia show up.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
How you doing, Paul?
Sunglasses. I was like, oh, I could come wear some sunglasses.
Yeah, sunglass party today.
Those sunglasses are sick out here.
The Vipers play.
Yeah, the Vipers are nice.
What are you going to play in for Turkey Day?
I am bringing some ham and some turkey.
Whoa.
Stuff.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
How you doing in Turkey?
I think so. I think the wife is really going it. There's something called like Gold Belly. You ever heard about this?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's sick.
So it's like DoorDash, but it's like with different cities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used it to order Premier sandwiches to Pittsburgh. Or from Pittsburgh. I did, absolutely.
They fly it?
Yeah, they ship it out. It shows up in a fucking
bag. It's awesome. Yeah. You make it yourself.
What's it called? Gold Belly?
Gold belly. You can get like pies and shit from like
you can get like New York bakery stuff. And it's awesome.
Like bagels.
You can get H&H bagels.
Yeah, Bagel Boss.
Holy shit.
You can even set up like a monthly delivery.
Really?
Yeah.
That's genius.
No, nobody would get
pizza. No, everyone would.
No.
Everyone would. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, you can't travel from Chicago.
Actually, come think of it, I got the fucking Gabagool sandwich.
Oh, you got from the Manny's.
I did, yeah. Really?
I got the Gabagool.
No way.
Yeah. Fried a little egg on there, too.
When are these pizza rolls getting here, Tony?
And I think also Fazoli's does deliver.
Oh, yeah. That's
Fazoli's? No way.
Fazoli's delivers right from Italy?
You're better than that.
It takes a while to get here, but I...
Off the boat, though.
I might have Fazoli's.
Oh, they do Del Sandro's.
The Fazzolini family?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Anyways, I look like the guy from South Park, the principal.
PC?
Yeah,
PC.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take these off.
Oh.
Yeah, these aren't my. I don't think this is my first time really seeing me in these things. Now that I think about it, and how's the Gabagool?
How come Oakmont Bakery's not on this?
Well, because they probably don't even know about Gold Belly. I mean, maybe they should learn.
Ooh, Cuban restaurant.
Compa, these are yours, by the way. I took them off your little spot over.
Thanks, brother. They look good.
So if I order this food right now, how long does it take?
You too.
Gabagool to
you as well. Happy Thanksgiving from my family to yours.
Hey, when's this show going to 4 times, 5 times a week?
I think next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, whenever
2024.
Whenever Tony says so.
I think it's when they make the next Game of Thrones series.
Over my fucking dead body.
Have a good Gabagool. Back to Invasion, though. Yeah, Invasion is heating up. It gets better every episode. Mitt, are you still back there? Nice to see
you. You paid $89 for a Gabagool sandwich?
It wasn't one. It was four.
Holy shit. Wait.
You're killing me, Mitt.
Yeah, I know.
Mitt just got a close-up of my fucking forehead.
Yeah.
Sorry. What's going on?
Well,
I heard the wrong
button.
Sorry, I forgot where we were for
pay off.
But wait,
pay
on $85.
That's what it's listed on Gold Belly.
So would you do this deal right here? There's a monthly subscription, $100 BBQ every month. Would you do that?
What do you
just
mean?
Like a like just like a barrel of barbecue.
No, you get fucking like ribs from
like
Memphis.
Like Kansas City barbecue.
Ooh, that'd be sweet.
For $85, is that too pricey though?
How many meals? How many meals?
Like, yeah, what's a feed?
Yeah, I'm finding out more.
If it's 85 for one meal,
feeds up to four people.
So four meals.
Four, so it's like ordering from City Barbecue four times.
So
But I mean, don't compare. Wait,
do they have fucking rich and sassy sauce?
Nah, I mean, you have City Barbecue in like Kansas City and shit.
Z, you look like a goddamn professor with those.
Yeah, I'm trying to fucking break the equation over here.
Rework the equation.
All right, break the equation. Invasion.
Did you not get to the payoff episode, Nick?
I don't think so. They won 6 or 7. So,
oh, you've gotten to the payoff.
You were at the
episode,
payoff.
Then, yeah.
They were at kind of the payoff.
Okay, so it's 6.
What was the payoff? Have you seen a family in an attic yet?
Yeah.
No.
Payoff is the attic. You're not at 6 or 7. You're probably at 3 then. 3 or 4.
I've watched more than 3 episodes.
Well, the payoff episode is episode 5, so you definitely have.
Did I miss it?
I fell asleep and completely missed the payoff.
Because the one episode is where they strictly follow the family. Because that's the first episode where they don't do any of the other stuff.
Like the army's involved, and there was a hospital overseas, and past that.
Is she in the ambulance?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the next episode.
Okay.
No, it's that episode.
No. Because remember, because
I watched that episode where she's in the ambulance.
It ends with her in the ambulance, and the next episode starts with her.
That
in the
is actually
ambulance.
Where I left off, was her in the ambulance.
Boom.
So, okay, I'm one away from the payoff.
Yes. You're at the
Jesus
payoff.
There's no way. Well, the show sounds like it stinks.
So it's four different aspects of the alien invasion.
And they really,
do you, but give it a run. But they follow like a bunch of like a field trip of kids.
All right, so I went back
their bus
to
bus crashes.
The British
kids.
Okay.
Then they follow this.
Oh, fucking wankers.
Oh, they're all wankers.
Fucking stink.
Yeah, a lot of them
a lot
do
of
stink.
Wankers.
One's a real.
Oh, the
real
guy
prick.
From Jurassic Park's in it?
Guy from Jurassic Park's in it.
Yeah, well.
Hold on.
Oh, so you, okay.
Then there's a.
Okay, Tony. What episode?
First.
Okay. So we have a fucking Coach Taylor situation here.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck's going on?
We have a Coach Taylor, Ryan Phillippe, Big Sky.
I've sold 10 episodes, not one.
Is that the new thing in Hollywood? Kill off your best character?
You texted
me, episode 4 is good, episode 5 will set the tone. So it was 5 that you're about to go into 5.
Okay, so...
And then 6 just happened, and 6 was fucking unbelievable.
So there's the British wankers, there's JASA, there's Japanese NASA.
You remember?
Oh, nice.
Agent operative.
Sick.
There is a U.S. frogman, Navy SEAL, in the desert.
There's a cheating scumbag husband and his family.
And it's all these people's accounts of what's going on.
One's in New York, London, Afghanistan, and Japan. It is unbelievable.
Fucking
and
let me just say, I'll check it out.
Yeah, exactly. The Japanese language is so incredible.
It's pretty awesome.
Shishina is right. There should be more similar to like Squid Games with the Korean.
Yeah.
There should be more Japanese dramas, I think,
I agree.
In our society.
I like that. I love fucking Tales from Iwo Jima or whatever the hell it was called. Letters from Iwo Jima.
Letters, there it is. Yeah.
If I could compare it to the movie Signs, it's
fucking
like...
Swing, Merle.
Yeah. When you watch Signs, you know you got to wait a little bit for the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
This is very similar.
There's a lot of backstory.
The difference, though, is
a lot of buildup.
I'm also just realizing
Signs is, you know, what, 2 hours and 15 minutes? Like, you're waiting, hour and 15 for the payoff. This, you're waiting, what, 5 hours for the payoff?
Here's the thing.
That's a tough sale, gentlemen.
Look, these Apple TV shows are just starting. They're going to be 5-6 seasons.
I couldn't do the goddamn one with Professor Moriarty because the first
Foundation.
Yeah, the first episode stunk.
I will say Foundation Moriarty's season finale is coming up.
You can't wait for it to be over.
No. It does.
I saw that commercial. Stink. I was like, no chance.
It's a good show. It's definitely not something where I'm like, you got to watch Foundation.
All right,
If I didn't buy into it from the get-go, then I probably wanted to watch it. Invasion, on the other hand, is a great show.
I'll check it out.
As soon as I saw Moriarty, I was out.
I honestly... Moriarty's
I wouldn't say it's a great show either, but it's worth the...
Check it out.
It's another show that takes a little bit. I will say, I completely forgot Jurassic Park guy was in it until right now.
Might as well be a totally different show.
Yeah, legitimately,
sold me on watching it. So.
Well, I assume he's probably going to come back.
Gumby's watching Power Season 5 right now.
What? Ghost Season 2.
Ghost.
Very good.
On Showtime?
Cast.
Patrick
Stars.
Swayze?
Stars.
How about 13 Ghosts with Tony Shalhoub?
Oh, and fucking Matthew Lillard.
Bring back Tony Shalhoub.
They confirmed the morning show for season 3.
I believe so.
They have to.
I assume there will be another season.
So, I mean, it's Apple. They don't really need to. Even if a show tanks, it doesn't fucking matter to them. Yeah. They're going to be all right.
Can we get another season of Defending Jacob?
So, that was actually obviously a really good show. Book ends differently than the show, but I don't think they're doing another season.
Which one's that one again? The
kid.
This kid dies in the woods, and then...
This is Tony Shalhoub?
No, this is Chris Evans.
Okay.
Chris Evans
is a lawyer and the dad.
Yeah, he's the DA. This is all in Newton, Massachusetts.
Wild ending.
Yeah.
Wild ending.
The story in the book, did you see how that ends?
Yeah.
Or look it up? Yeah, it's even better. I think they should have done it that way.
That's like Gone Girl, right?
Kind of like Gone Girl.
They fumbled the ending.
The ending's not bad. It's just in the book. Basically, what happens is they go to Mexico on this trip.
Yeah.
And the kid and some girl go like out in Mexico to some party.
Yeah.
And then the girl goes missing. And the book ends with them just flying home from Mexico. In the show, they continue on after that.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
But they find the girl in the show.
Yes, exactly.
What you guys are talking about.
Defending Jacob on Apple TV.
Come on, dude.
One season. Unbelievable.
It's a good show. It's a very good show.
It's fucking Jumpin' Johnny, dude. Everybody's watching it.
It's like a year on.
I was going to say, but that's been out for a while, and I haven't watched it yet, so... You know, Defending I probably Jacob's just won't. Out. I mean, should I watch that? Should I watch fucking Arrival or...
It's Invasion.
Invasion, Arrival. Arrival's on good TNT.
Arrival also. Yeah. Jeremy Renner, you're on a Renner kick, aren't you? Boys, I know that you guys have noticed that, you know, I might be dressing a little better these days.
You have been.
You have been.
Good, dude. I've noticed it.
You have.
It did not go unnoticed.
Thank you. I'm glad it didn't because... This company, and I'm doing a little tease here because I love it this much, I want there to be a little suspense,
okay,
has really changed my wardrobe completely, and that would be Public Red.
God, you have been saying this.
What? I'd rather be caught dead than wear my favorite pair of sweats outside of the house. Yeah. Why is it that clothes that are most comfortable are the most unattractive? Is it too much to ask to be comfortable and confident at the same damn time?
I don't think so. It's not.
That's why you've got to go to Public Rec. They make elevated athleisure wear in multi-dimensional sizes because they believe that comfort starts with a better fit.
Fuck yeah.
Their best-selling all-day, everyday pant is available in over 40 different sizing combinations and can fit men anywhere from 5'8 to nearly 7 feet tall.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, That's awesome, is right, Ty. They go from 5'8 to 7 feet. You know what type of range that is?
That's basically every guy on this planet for the most part.
Exactly. Damn near every guy on the planet, Ty. A better fit is the secret to making these comfortable pants look good. Now your favorite lounge pants can also be your go-tos for work, happy hour, the gym. That's what I've been using at work here, and that's why you guys are like, damn, you guys, you do look better. And that's all thanks to Public Rec. I genuinely love Public Rec. If you're looking for, you know, those comfy pants that you can still wear out,
you know, or
just the pants that you want to just hang out in at home,
right?
Public Rec is the place to go. Public Rec rarely discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for the pod listeners.
Really? Nice.
Go to publicrec.com and use promo code THEPOD to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com and use promo code THEPOD, THEPOD, for 10% off. Go use it right now. Public Rec is the best.
You love
You know what? I have watched a couple of the older Mission Impossibles when fucking Renner was in them as well, because I just can't get enough of Cruise.
What's the movie where he's the writer? It's based on a true story.
Oh, never mind.
Tag is legit.
Where Renner's the writer?
Oh, yeah. Fuck
Dahmer?
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking
about. It's very good.
God damn it.
Tony.
What am I writing? Just he's a writer.
Yeah, just Jeremy Renner writer movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to look it up.
Hawkeye.
No.
he's a bald.
His name's Gary something in it.
Bertier.
Sinise.
Gary Sinise.
It's not Gary Sinise. I thought it might have been.
Kill the Messenger?
Yes.
Yeah.
2014?
What's his name?
In the movie, Gary Webb.
Gary Webb. That is actually a wild, true story.
Have you seen Wind River?
Oh, yeah.
Good movie.
Oh, Ray Liotta's in it?
In what?
He's a real gem.
He can have him. He's a real gem.
Like a fucking
kill the messenger?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, huh? All right, let's get into the pod, huh?
Have you guys dived into Tiger King 2?
No, Gumpy did. Says you got to.
Gumpy's our sacrificial lamb.
I got to do it.
The first episode was pretty funny.
What the fuck's going on? Like, just
that guy spent $1 million.
He's a buffoon. They're just interviewing fucking Joe Exotic in jail on the phone. Like, what?
It was like the Frank Gore interview, too. It was like a Frank Gore interview.
Yeah, no, thanks.
They did like this the whole time. It was nose up.
I mean, it's tough, but I got to watch it. I have to do it.
The first episode is
fun because you get to catch up with everybody, and then after that, it's just.
Oh,
kind of loses like all the allure.
The
of
only
King,
thing that they're trying like the to spin stories. Is that what's his name's still alive?
Travis Maldonado Passage or whatever.
That bitch, Carol.
Carol Baskin's husband.
Okay. When they catch up with everyone else, they just like show them buying meth and smoking.
they show a jet ski guy.
Jet ski guy's living a good life.
See, the first one was cool because you learned about the story that you didn't know.
Yeah.
Now that I know the story, I absolutely don't give a fuck.
There's another story now, bro.
I'm a sucker for if I've watched one part, I gotta watch the second.
Is Brendan Dassey still in jail?
Unfortunately, yes, he is. If they want to show Doc Antle getting sucked off by like one of his fucking big honkered wenches that he has, you know,
why don't they just
then
do
we'll talk
Doc King and just have it be about him instead of fucking Tiger King?
Now we're talking.
Show me more Doc Antle. Him just going house to house from like, you know, 12 at night to 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then
what did they call it? Fucking
King?
Beelzebub? No, yeah, he had a name.
Yeah. Yeah, Beelzebub Ansel.
Yeah, that's what do they call him?
I can't Ansel, but I can't remember.
Fucking Bob Ansel or something?
Oh, yeah, man.
Baklava?
Like, Baklava.
Fucking Bobby Baklava.
Yeah, Bobby Baklava, I think is what they call him.
Bobby Baklava Antel, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, speaking of other shows, though, Von Dutch. I think Gumpy threw it in there.
Oh, yeah.
That looks fucking real good.
The tattoo show?
If you remember when Von Dutch was like...
Everyone had it.
Gumpy, how much Trucker Von hats? Dutch gear did you have?
I was not a Von...
Yeah, you were, dude.
Hold on. I did have two Von Dutch hats. I was
big... You did, dude.
I did dive into the Ed Hardy for a bit. I'm not going to
lie.
No
way.
Yeah.
How many bar fights did you get?
We weren't allowed to wear them to the bar.
Hey, listen, you guys come in dressed like that, you're gonna start something. Yeah. People are gonna fucking lose it.
There was no Affliction, Ed Hardy, or Christian Ottinger shirts allowed.
Was there 40
the
MMA fighters outside waiting to get
Dalton
in?
Dalton came to town, he said, laid out the rules.
Everybody would just be inside with, they'd be in the bar with their shirts fucking inside out.
Legends. Fuck, where my fucking heart shirt? What am I doing?
You didn't like George St. Pierre?
Christ, God. Oh, man, that's awesome. Bill, what was his name?
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
Knew it.
Bhagavan
Antel.
Fucking vagabond.
Mm-hmm. Vagabond. Yeah, he was one of a vagabond. All right, Bhagavan. Here we go, big screener. There it is, the life-size Tyrannosaurus skeletons.
Oh, come on.
It's $120,000. That's why this is in here.
Wait, is that his penis?
Someone's getting this for Christmas.
That is his penis.
What the fuck?
Yeah, his pelvic bone.
Rather large pelvic region. I would love to buy one of these and just fucking plop it right on Zito's lawn.
So this is cool. This is
you
cool.
You see his head?
Above the grass. Yeah.
I have cut my grass. As an update, I did cut it.
How was it,
baby Z?
Listen, just because it's 25 degrees out and hasn't grown doesn't mean that you have to cut it, dude.
Did you make a bunch of hay?
I did make a lot of hay, but when I was doing it, though, the axis, the base to turn it, cracked. So I can't turn my
axle or the axis?
I don't know. The thing that goes down from the steering wheel. So it goes down into
the steering column.
Yeah. It's time to trash that thing.
No, dude. I'm going to fix that thing up.
Just realize you got fleeced.
Thing gets banged up every time you fucking use it.
What are you getting the robot, dude? We all know you're going to
get the robot.
Don't get that thing.
Dude.
It does not work.
You're getting
the robot don't work.
It doesn't work.
You know what, Z? Fuck that. You need to go bigger. You need to get a Z-turn. Spend fucking $3,500. Get a Z-turn. You can mow your entire yard in 15 minutes.
I couldn't recommend it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your yard is massive. You need one of those fucking things.
Yeah, and you know what? It's...
Yeah, I mean, if you have a little baby about it, you just...
Fuck are you talking about? Shit. Need the Z-turn. And it is... It's like going to therapy.
Is it worth it, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
how's it handle?
Well, you'd have
fucking
to
on a dime, dude.
You'd have to build like a 3,000 square foot shed to house it in your backyard.
Doesn't he have a big shed?
I have a barn.
So wait, is half of your yard mowed, and then the other half is just like waist high grass?
No, it was just my front that was long.
Oh, so it broke after you finished the front?
Yeah, the back took a long time, and then got to the front.
Okay,
Was the grass what cracked the steering column?
It might have to be honest with you. I can't turn. Jesus Christ. I can't go! Oh my God!
Gravel grass.
The bottom right of this skeleton, though, no one's going to buy $120,000 for the full thing, but guess how much just the head is?
How much?
It's 60K. $1,500.
What? For just the head?
It's pretty good.
Or it might have been $11,500.
I think it was $11,500.
There's no way it's $1,500.
Okay. That's $120.
Okay, so it was $11,500, but that's much more realistic.
That's on Nick Cage. Got himself into trouble, though.
True.
What was that? How did he do?
Damn near went bankrupt collecting dinosaur bones.
Oh, yeah. Game of the dinosaur skulls.
Tell you what, though. If I ever get a nice like big house and I'm in the entryway, it's going to be that fucking just a T-Rex skull. In a glass case when you walk in.
Are you going to say every single time, welcome to the fucking jungle, bitch, when someone walks in or no?
No, I'm going to have fucking CEO of InGen.
Oh.
CEO and creator of InGen.
What does
that
mean?
Stand there and saying they do exist.
Did you watch?
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch?
Did you watch it?
The 5-minute trailer.
You mean the prequel?
Prologue?
I did not.
Oh, yeah, what a fucking fan you are, dude.
I didn't either.
This is the first 5 minutes of the new film.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't understand the tweet.
Oh, so they're going back in time?
No, the new Jurassic Park movie, they released the first 5 minutes of the movie on Twitter.
Is that smart?
So I didn't get I didn't get the tweet. I'll watch it now.
Some fan, dude.
I didn't get the tweet, dude.
Should we stop this episode and just you watch real quick?
Nah, too late. No, bro.
Tony doesn't care.
Hey, Tony, in the movie
it's
Shooter.
Thanksgiving Eve, fucking alcohol's calling my name. Let's keep going.
Hey, in the movie Shooter, where do they bury the bodies? Is it the Black Hills of South Dakota?
Nope.
Okay, damn it.
The hills of Terralingua.
Damn it, I knew it.
The tweet says, welcome back to the beginning. Watch the prologue now. And it's just, how do you misunderstand that?
I don't know what prologue
means. I thought it meant like
I give you that one.
5 minute history. Is this next movie going back to before the first movie?
Who's in it?
What? This is, what's the name? Dude, Chris Pratt.
Is it still Chris Pratt?
No, dude, it's still Jurassic fucking world.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, the first Chris Pratt movie, though.
The dinosaurs are loose.
It's a prequel.
Okay, so it's the next one.
No, it's after. Yeah, it's after. It continues after
it's
the last
one. I think prologue is confusing us right now.
It's not a prequel. Newman in it or
it's
not?
It's prologue.
Yes. Prologue. Wayne Knight is in it. He's back.
Really?
Really?
Dawson. We got Dawson here. See?
Dawson. We got Dawson here.
Yeah. Is Newman in it?
That's Dawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dawson. We got Dawson.
Oh, okay.
See, nobody cares.
Now that I'm looking at prologue, I will definitely.
Okay. Next.
Yes.
This was not a prologue.
We are getting visitors from every universe. Watch the official trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home. Last week, this was supposed to come out. Didn't. So we haven't talked about it yet. The new trailer for the new Spider-Man looks incredible.
Looks real good.
There's a lot going on. It
a lot.
There is a lot going on.
And speaking of a lot going on, Bill, I believe you uncovered something in the trailer that maybe a lot of people saw.
Give us the trailer information.
I think the thing that you're noting out here, Connor, is the Brazilian trailer that came out where they didn't cut away that someone was getting socked in the fucking mouth by a character that was digitally removed.
That's right.
What are you talking about, Bill? Quit fucking.
So
Zito's pulling up the photo tie. Can you please?
Is that?
Oh my god!
I see it was The Rock.
Bennett,
Is that what you saw?
Yeah, so, right there.
That's
awesome. Dewey Johnson.
That's Dewey Johnson, yeah, from the movie Skyscraper.
Yeah, so and in the trailer, you see fucking Lizard get his teeth kicked in, but it is by a character that's not in the trailer.
That they pulled away. So essentially,
right there. What? Sorry, bitch. I'm making bigger movies than Fast 9 franchise.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But, Red Notice sucked. But with that being said, it is to be believed that there will be multiple Spider-Mans in this next
movie. Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. I'd love to get a showdown between Give Me the Venom and Tobey Maguire once again.
There was a laugh at the end.
Of who?
Norm Osborn, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
Bill Defoe.
Bill Defoe's laugh was out.
He's definitely fucking in it.
Jimmy Fox is in it.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Hopefully Giamatti's back as the Rhino.
Would you be mad if it's other Green Lantern? What's his name?
Other Green Lantern?
Who's his kid.
Talking about Ryan Reynolds?
No, from the Garfield series.
Andrew Garfield?
Bill Murray?
What is this guy talking about?
I can't remember who the other Green Garfield Goblin was that they used.
Oh, Dane DeHaan.
Yeah. What if they used that guy instead? How pissed off would you be?
Pretty pissed.
I tell you what, I wouldn't.
He don't have that laugh.
Who?
I wouldn't be happy about
it. Is this a cinematic trailer or?
It's a cinematic, yes.
No, it's a movie one.
But Bill, you said that it's only available in Brazilian territories?
No, it was just the Brazilian trailer that didn't cut out him getting kicked in.
Why was it only in the Brazilian trailer?
Where's Venom?
Cinematic as well.
Well, they can't cut it away all in the trailer.
Doesn't seem like Venom's going to be in this one.
Well, they said in the post-credits, right?
Well, and are we talking Toph Grace or are we talking fucking
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Better be fucking Tom Hardy. He is Venom now.
Tom Hardy. I'm watching it.
Toph Grace was...
Toph Grace can fucking fuck off.
Damn it.
Yeah, damn it is right. Damn it. But this does look good, and also at the end of the trailer, it does seem as though they linked it with the end of WandaVision, where the universe is splitting.
Oh, holy fuck.
Could it be the end of Loki, too?
Fuck Toph
Grace. Oh, the end of Loki, too, as well, Zito. That tricks us. It.
Things are on.
Nick, you also mentioned something about a box in here in the trailer that's going on.
I eat it.
There's a box.
Not a box that you can eat, but a box that Spider-Man steals from Doctor Strange.
Did I mention that? Because I don't know.
Steve, there's some theory that the movie's going to be about Doctor Strange chasing down Spider-Man.
I believe I said that.
The box that he steals. That was you, Z?
That was me. Yeah, he doesn't want to kill people because if he sends them back, they die.
They die.
Yes.
Oh.
So he feels bad when he has to send them back.
So now it's like a Strange versus Spider-Man.
Yes.
Holy fuck.
Yes. No. And then this is going to lead right into the fucking next Doctor Strange.
Speaking of boxes you can eat.
Yeah.
You should know this by now, but the latest and greatest addition to the Arby's menu is the Arby's Arby's boneless wings. We've been enjoying the 6 pieces of all white meat, chicken, and crispy seasoned bread and tossed in either classic buffalo or hot honey sauce.
Literally, just had the buffalo.
All season long. It's served with their new crinkle cut french fries, which might be even better than the curly fries.
I like crinkle cuts wide.
All of that is just $5. $5. Get out and try yours today. That's the Arby's boneless one.
Come on now. Come on now.
What's the one kind called? Not the boat, not the buffalo.
Trying to fucking hot honey. Yeah. Wide.
Hot honey sauce.
Give me a little bit of hot honey wide.
Next.
So, is there any more?
Oh, let's go.
The Maharaja has joined the cast of Big Sky.
Gumpy, how good was he?
I have not seen this.
What?
What the fuck?
Dude, you're a guy.
I know.
You're
a little behind on Big Sky, to be honest.
Is it because it stinks?
No, not at all. I got Apple TV, and I'm on the morning show, and now Power being back with Ghost. I mean,
there's only so much time between Ghost, morning show, boobs, and sports that he can fit in.
That's a good point.
Even though it is the Maharaja, it's gonna be tough to fit him into that schedule.
I'm excited for you to give us a review.
I will. I'll watch it this weekend.
More so think that the world is going to explode when Gumpy finally watches Yellowstone.
Please.
Oh, Gumpy. Hall that too.
I think I'm too far behind.
You're not. No, it's only fucking
one
power weekend. Burn through it.
Too much hate in his heart.
I do too.
Dude, he's got too much hate to give in to.
What do you mean?
Too much hate. We all talk about how much we love it. I think you're just holding back. Like,
no,
fuck.
You've drawn your
guy.
Line in the sand, and
guy,
you don't
dude.
Think that you can.
I that invasion show sounds like it stinks. I've never said that about Yellowstone.
Gumpy, thank you. It's Costner.
Come on, dude.
I know. I do love
it. Big Costner.
It's Costner.
And it's not based in the 40s.
What's it on?
Peak. There. It's 3 seasons are on Peacock, I believe. Paramount. Now the new ones are on Paramount. Yeah, but the first 3 are on Peacock.
Oh, so I can hammer out the 3 on the car.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'll try it out. I'll report back next week.
Jump on the car. Thank you. Get on it.
Big Sky. Invasion shows.
Okay, here we go. Let's put it on the big screen, Mitt. Chinese food live streamer says he has been blacklisted from a grill buffet restaurant for eating too much. The man known only as Mr. Kang told Hunan TV that he was banned from the Han Dadi Seafood BBQ Buffet in Changsha City after a series of binges. He ate 1.5... kilograms of pork trotters during his first visit and 3.5 kilograms to 4 kilograms of prawns on another visit.
That's a lot of scrimps.
Mr. Kang said the restaurant is discriminatory against people who can eat a lot. I can eat a lot. Is that a fault? He said, adding that he didn't waste any of the food. But the restaurant owner told the same reporter that Mr. Kang was putting him out of pocket. Bill, this happened to you at a Little Caesars, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was devastating, actually. It was pretty much the only thing I was going to eat that long.
From Hop City.
Wait, he was putting the food in his pocket?
No, he was eating all of it, and everyone else around him started throwing up because it was so despicable, I think.
Is this Olive Garden dude? Remember Olive Garden dude a couple years ago?
Is Olive Garden dude living in Changsha City now?
He might have moved because he couldn't get the fucking buffet meal.
That's where their corporate headquarters is,
hey,
isn't
Siri.
It?
Yeah. How many kilograms are in a pound?
Just over 2.5.
1 pound is 0.45 kilograms.
What is that in
1
meters?
1 pound is 0.45.
He had 3 pounds of fucking...
454 grams is a pound.
He had 3 pounds of fucking pork trotters.
Yeah.
And 9 pounds of shrimp.
Is that impressive? I don't know.
That is so much.
9 pounds of shrimp.
More like 10.5 pounds of shrimp.
Yeah. That could be a Wednesday night at Z's house, but I do believe...
I love shrimp, dude.
Shrimp is delicious.
I feel like you don't really
I can eat a lot of shrimp.
How do you like it done?
Yeah, you can eat like 50.
Dude, I one
cocktail?
Time got the shrimp
anyway.
With all the arms and legs are on it.
Oh,
I was
crawfish.
So pissed off, dude.
Crawfish.
No, it's shrimp, dude.
No, you legally can't sell shrimp with a...
Oh, dude, I was so pissed off. I was in Florida.
Brew.
Those are called prawns, dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? Brew.
Different fish.
No, it was still shrimp. He said shrimp.
Yeah, they're bigger shrimp.
Brew.
Really?
You ever seen a prawn?
But then I fucking took the skin off, and then it was like, did you have boom, shrimp.
Did you de-vein it? Did you de-poop it?
I actually forgot it. The first one. Oh. The server was laughing at me. I think I heard him say poop moth.
Sir, you're eating poop. Ha ha, eating poop again.
we got you. But yeah, this guy should probably just don't eat 8 pounds of fucking shrimp.
No. Don't blame him. It's the restaurant owner. Offer a deal you can't honor.
Put up all you can eat.
So it was popcorn shrimp.
Did he put up all you can eat? If that's the case, then
yes.
All you can eat.
Like, don't it's okay. Offer something he actually, you can't offer.
He just informed the Chinese government. They shot this guy in the head. And
okay.
No problem anymore. So.
Unfortunately, this restaurant's going out of business.
Yeah,
then,
exactly.
So if you're in the Changsha City area, head on down to
Hub
Sings. I can't see.
What was it? Yeah. Sun City Hub Grill.
What is it called?
Handad.
Handadi Seafood
Buffet. There it is.
Buffet.
Remember when Foxy thought Chinese buffets were dead?
Yeah.
What a wild thought. People are eating 8 pounds of shrimp at one.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking idiot.
Dumbass.
That's Michigan State, though.
What's one food challenge you guys think you could do? Like a whole, like 5 pound burrito, like all those challenges that you've
I
seen.
I need a lot of shrimp.
The milk I would not ever want to do
what 8 pounds of fried shrimp looks like in front of me.
Mm. Me too.
It's like a fun picture.
I think I could do one of those big burgers.
I tried to do the 2 liter of
the bread is what kills you.
I can eat a lot of nuggets and I can eat a lot of shrimp.
I did a burger as big as your head that they had here when I was like 14, I think.
14 months old.
What?
And then at 16,
my
I did
head
the
or your head?
Because
Jesus Christ, Bill, if you eat a burger the size of your head, I feel bad for your insides.
Well, he's a fat so.
I mean,
see if I can find a picture of it. I had a fucking sweet mohawk at the time.
I was thinking one of those like regular size patties. And there's like 10 of them.
Yeah, like an Adam Richman man versus food.
Animal burger.
Have you guys ever been to Fuddruckers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So the pound burger, easily?
I think I could do that.
A pound burger?
Pounds,
yeah,
that's not that big.
Yeah.
Well, what's the other one? Was it the 3 pound burger? It was like a 1 pounder. Because
you
three
get
pounder?
Double quarter pounder and that's a half a pound. You're all right. I can eat 2 double quarter pounders.
Mm-hmm. 2 double quarter pounders?
Yeah.
As a challenge? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got my math confused there. Sorry.
It's okay.
I had a double bacon cheeseburger on Friday night.
Five guys?
No. Make these late night.
Nice.
It was good.
What kind of life are you living?
It's not crazy good. Enough. It's not going as planned, my friend.
Not the one I thought I'd be. Next.
Boys, you know what? It's boot season.
Yeah, it is.
And today our show is brought to you by Thursday Boots.
Yes.
Listen, you all love and know Thursday Boots very well. Their tagline is highest quality, honest prices.
Yes.
Because they use some of the best materials like full grain leather, supple glove leather lining, and gold standard Goodyear welt.
That's gold, baby.
And we're talking Goodyear welt construction here, gentlemen. Just like the legacy brands that charge $400 plus for similar styles, but Thursday Boots Company sells their boots at prices starting at just $149.
Wow.
We have some pairs coming to the office for next week, and we are pumped to try on some of the different styles like the Captain, President, and Scout.
Ooh.
One of the reasons Thursday Boots has over 50,000 five-star reviews from real customers is that they're just so comfortable out of the box. They're made with a cork bed midsole that forms to your feet and gets better with each wear.
Thank you, cork
Thursday
bed
boots
midsole.
Thank you, cork bed midsole. Thursday boots are perfect for people who understand quality and don't want to pay a high retail markup for a great looking pair of boots that are built to last. Go to ThursdayBoots.com/Pat for free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges. So if you don't like the fit out of the box, you can just send them right back and get a new pair. That's ThursdayBoots.com/Pat for free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges.
Thank you, Thursday Boots.
How John Krasinski saved Jim and Pam's relationship in the office. Riveting. In Brian Baumgartner's new book, Welcome to Dunder Mifflin, the ultimate oral history of The Office, which is now officially the 12th book in the Aaron Rodgers Book Club installment.
It's a good book. Very good book.
Also, go and get a cameo from Brian Baumgartner if you're a fan of the show. Boom. He will do the Kevin voice.
Hi, this is Kevin Malone.
Jelly.
Krasinski reveals he refers
to his team. The audience are going to get to know each other in the pot.
Thank Kevin Malone, one of the best characters.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Yeah.
Real noble, Jim.
It is. Thank you, Jim. It's also kind of a who cares.
Yeah, it's a who cares. And weren't they married in season 6? So why would he be making out with other women in season 8?
That's
yeah.
That's what
unless
he said.
They were going to fucking suck his balloon at the Sabre office down in Florida.
Yeah,
you know,
what was that girl's name?
Big Cans Calloway? No.
I didn't think it was Calloway.
What was her name?
I forget. She was.
She took a shower.
She's a
in his
short
room.
Character lived
yeah,
in
yeah,
the office.
Yeah,
she took a shower in his bed.
Karen?
She did.
No, Karen. Karen Filippelli.
Filippelli.
No, it's when Dwight had to get the bed bugs out of the.
That's right.
Yeah,
was he
picture
smug?
But
yeah.
I can picture him.
So smug.
Yeah, me too. I see it.
I'm looking it up.
We
right
are
now.
Not going next until we figure
yeah,
this out.
Yeah, once again, that book is available at bookstores everywhere across
Janice?
The United States.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Janice.
So I have Amy Adams here.
No, that is
Purse Girl.
Yep.
I know
the
name.
Season.
I looked it up and I know the name.
Okay.
Thank you, Purse Girl.
Not Jennifer.
Celia.
Nope.
No.
Does start with a C, though. I'll give the
Celia.
Christine.
Mm-mm. No.
It's
actually
Kathy. There it is. Ty. Kathy Calloway. That's why you thought
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's why I said Big Cans Calloway. That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Next.
It was always Big Cans Calloway.
Speaking of James Bond, I don't want to be a villain. You got to be Bond, says Dewey Little Rock Johnson.
Give it to him.
No.
We need to hear the Rock's British accent.
I love Dewey, but kindly, Dewey.
Don't do it.
Fucking pipe down. Shut the fuck up. Keep playing Detective John Stranix in Red Notice and Detective Russ.
Well.
Duke Fontana and
Well.
You ain't no fucking Jim Bond. Give it to Idris Elba.
Well.
I am always team Dwayne, but
me
he,
too.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
He ain't Bond.
He's not Bond.
He bit off a little too much.
Yeah, he ain't Jim Bond.
I'll give you Idris. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I mean, Loki would be a great
Tom
Bond
Hiddleston.
As well.
Johnson's grandfather once played a Bond villain.
Really?
Okay.
In the family heritage.
Yeah, to be the villain. To be the villain.
Hey, Dewey, who cares?
He actually would be a great villain.
He should
open his mind to being a villain.
He should be Jaws.
You think The Rock would ever be a villain? Come on. He's a good guy.
And this is actually a power move by
him.
Have
seen him say, shut up, bitch?
He doesn't want to say he wants to be a villain, but he says a Bond. But they're going to give him villain no matter what, right?
You know why he doesn't want to be the villain?
Because
the villain dies.
Every damn time.
Dead.
Yeah. Dom Batista was a Bond villain.
He was.
Yeah. Great one. Batista,
thank
you know, he'll do anything.
He's an actor.
Dom.
Exactly. Yeah, Dom Batista just walking up. That was the only good part of Spectre.
Who the hell
was him taking out
the
head
the
guy?
Next Bond. I thought
Hardy.
They already announced fucking Jim Hardy like 5 years ago.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah.
So it was between him, Hiddleston.
He shouldn't be Bond, man.
I don't think so
why,
either, but
he's
I think
five,
they already
five?
Gave it to him.
That's sure. That you can say that's part of it. I mean, they just
I just
it'll be
know.
The same fucking movie if they get him.
Bring Pierce Brosnan back.
Ooh. Goldeneye?
Yes.
I think Elba is the,
that'd be
the
sick.
One that makes
they're
sense.
Not
I'm reading
do
about
that,
Henry
though.
Cavill
watched
being it.
That, what's
he
that Idris
he's
Elba
stiff,
show
man.
That's based in London?
Luther.
Yeah, have you watched that?
Yeah,
I'm Black Superman.
Good.
Who was Cavill's partner in...
We're just stay away.
In that one?
No, the other spy movie he
the,
was in.
The racing movie? Was it racing
no, Mission
spy?
Impossible.
Was it a spy racing
Fallout.
Movie?
He was in.
I think it was Brother.
You're talking about Niki Lauda?
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Cousin or some shit?
You talking about Pacific Rim?
Niki Lauda?
No. Pacific Rim is awesome.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Yes.
The Man
yes.
from U.N.C.L.E.
Who was his co-star in it?
Armie Hammer.
Okay, that's not
yeah,
good.
He can't actually
do
it because he would want to eat hearts and suck toes and stuff like that.
Could be the villain, though.
He could be the villain.
Could be a Bond villain.
That, he'd be a good villain.
The man
Henry would eat your penis.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
What happened,
I
Alicia
need to
Vikander?
Stop him from eating penises all across the...
Where'd she go?
Eastern Europe. This guy's eaten 13 penises in 6 countries in the last fucking 6 years. God.
Where did she go, Z?
I don't know,
his
dude.
Father-in-law said he could marry his daughter if he brings him 800 penises.
She has 4
penises.
Movies coming out.
Well, you know who should be Q?
Nick loves Alicia Vikander.
Paul Giamatti.
Oh,
I like that. Give him a nice British accent.
Voldemort was very good at being Q.
He was.
I am Alicia Vikander.
What?
He was yeah, she has 3 movies coming out.
Ex Machina.
That's what I mean.
I says pardon.
Ex Machina. That movie.
Nick loves that movie.
Awesome movie.
The movie freaks me out, man.
She has Tomb Raider 2 coming out.
You don't know who she is, man. She could be walking among us, man. A robot with skin, man. Next. Good luck, Dewey.
Good luck, Dewey.
Yeah, this is officially official. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are officially boning.
This is an eye who cares for me.
Yeah.
When did he turn into the guy from Sum 41?
He's always been that fucking guy.
Yeah, he bounces around. That is why, that's right there.
This is a accurate representation of... fucking Pete Davidson's penis.
Cast mold right
there. Yeah, that thing fucking just swings in his sweatpants all day. Probably has to coil it around his kneecap. You know?
The only thing is Kanye's saying they're still married. I mean, what's going on here?
Sure, it's not more like...
Yeah, probably.
It might be.
Well, I mean, I'm not... His dick must be at least about the size of... Yeah. More of a, well...
You know what I mean? And then... With a bang.
Okay, so that's like his nutsack.
Yes, that's like his nutsack. And then it goes basically...
Yeah, there you go, Z.
Yeah, thank you, Z. Yes.
If you want to bring that over here.
There you go.
Kind of like that right there.
Pete Davidson has a... Well, what do you think this is? Fucking 3.5 foot?
3.5 feet,
that's
yeah.
Longer than that.
No, that's
4?
Four?
I guess, hold on. How long is the table?
Probably about 6 feet.
Oh, so it's a six foot.
Penis. It does say practice 6 foot protection on the hand.
Yeah, so this is a 6 foot penis.
Yeah.
And this is just about how long Pete Davidson's.
Is that going to your mouth?
Well, Kim Kardashian can suck till about here.
But that's the thing, is that Pete Davidson, you know, there'll be one or two others.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can see that still.
So
right,
you can Photoshop this right here. I'm that would be Pete Davidson over there. And then this is where Kim Kardashian would be. So that, like Thanksgiving.
His track record, though, guys, is absolutely amazing.
Oh, he's lived a life.
Like right there is just about what he would look like. Come on, give me a smooch. To your point, Z, yeah, Kate Beckinsale, what? Ariana Grande, what? Kim Kardashian now.
What?
There's a bunch of other, I think Beth Harmon.
Really? Yes, yeah.
Yeah, from
Harmon Institute of Technology.
There's another photo going around that Pete Davidson has a humongous hickey on the back of his.
Yeah,
it's the bottom right one.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking, ugh.
Beth Harmon.
What's going on?
Yeah, they fuck, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that.
Fucking breaking.
I think they're doing it.
I think that's pretty good.
Well, they're still
fucking,
doing...
you know, being themselves, making love or whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah, you know
something like
I just
that.
Thought we left like hickeys back in like junior high.
No, do you want us to bring his penis back to the, back the table?
She's fucking 6 feet away, though.
Yeah, it'll make you do wild things.
Exactly. Leave a bruise.
Acting like you're in, you know, junior high again.
Exactly. Man. Good luck to her intestines. Next. This is kind of going to upset some people, but according to scientists, and I'm just the messenger here.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanos' Infinity Gauntlet snap was actually impossible.
Hold the phone. What
come on.
Fuck.
No! Who put this in here?
I'm sorry, Nick. I had the same reaction. It is a bummer.
Actually, it's possible.
I read this, and apparently, there wasn't enough friction to snap.
So is Tony Stark's possible?
Oh, he had some goo on his glove.
So he just says Thanos.
Slippy.
You're saying Thanos can't snap his finger?
Apparently, snapping is the fastest thing the human body can do.
Yeah.
Without blinking.
And apparently you can't do it with a gauntlet.
Sneezing.
I'm blinking right now faster than I'm snapping.
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Can you snap two fingers at a time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if you, it's like if you're like at the same time, though. That's like think of something you can do.
Yeah, blink. Just did it.
I would snap before I would blink.
I'm telling you, dude, I read the article. Scientists say you
can. But if we're talking speed here?
Yeah, like speed, it is. But think, I think it's like a reaction thing. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like when I have butt piss, like the velocity at which the poop comes out of my butthole, like that's way faster than snapping.
Think about how fast your butthole has to open up.
Seriously.
When you got to poop.
Yeah, especially if like you.
Can we change that? That's
not exactly the decision you're making, though.
That's fucked up.
Wow.
You know
then
what I mean?
The body's out of his butthole.
I don't have much of a choice in the matter.
Yeah, your body.
You eat fucking Asian Zing wings, and guess what? Your butt you piss.
Does Thanos poop?
Okay,
so according to the study, a finger snap is the fastest acceleration of the human body ever.
Wait, does Thanos poop? Man, this sucks, though.
Yeah. You know, it really does.
Some people are going to be upset.
I am. Yeah. I mean, I know you are, but...
Yeah. It's tough to stomach, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't expect this to happen, because after I watched the movies, I was like, God, I wish I was alive during this.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point.
You know?
This went out at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah. They had to get it out there.
It was breaking.
They had to get it out of there.
Yeah.
Did this have, like, one retweet and three likes?
The comments were really funny on this.
Hold on. It had...
Currently, it has 6,300 retweets.
Goddamn.
14,000 likes.
600,000 retweets.
People were in the streets screaming.
In the streets this early.
Yeah.
It's an early day in the streets. Mm-hmm. Delivering the paper. Yeah. Early day in these streets.
Hear all about it.
Nice.
Thanos eats boss.
A lot of the villain community was really.
They were, okay, sure. Yeah.
As it should be.
But the hero community.
Was like, yeah, we said
a lot of the boys are back in town.
A lot of that
from the hero community. Yeah,
Jason just got back today.
Thanos can't snap. People aren't going away. Exactly.
Pretty good.
All right, next.
The fuck.
Here we go, baby.
Oh yeah.
Update.
This was not what the mascot was when I was there.
What?
This is 2005, 2006.
Spectrum.
So I was graduated 2003. It was literally. I tried to find a picture of it on the internet. There is not one.
They scrubbed the records.
It was literally just a Spectrum ball. It was like a fat waddling.
Really?
Yeah.
I like this.
What is this thing?
And it was like
that's Gumpy's mascot.
That was
dude.
My high school.
Spectrum Warm Fuzzies.
Yeah, Spectrum Warm Fuzzies.
He is fiercer than he looks.
It's good school.
Bill, you think you could be a warm fuzzy? Or, excuse me, Gumpy, you could probably speak better than this. Would Bill be a warm fuzzy?
This is where you went to school? Why the staff stick around so long?
Staff infection?
Exclusive.
On the cover?
Exclusive. Exclusive. 85 kids in the men's locker room.
I mean, this is after my time. I can't speak on 2005, 2006.
Well, this
2002, 2003.
Hey, if anyone has this issue, please send it in. Yeah, we have the Spectrum sports preview there on the bottom right corner. It's probably pretty thick.
Oh yeah,
pretty thick volume.
I can't believe you encyclopedia
drop out the second you saw.
We go, warm fuzzies. Here we go,
warm.
Here we go, warm fuzzies. Here we go,
warm.
I told you, the Cathcart generations hoisted the Colonist Cup, my friend. I had to try and
the
carry
what cup?
On.
You guys won the fucking Warm Fuzzy Cup?
Colonist Cup.
Colonist?
Colonist Cup. That's the soccer cup. The best team in the city.
Like is that the...
You imperialist bastard.
Is the league the Colonist League?
No, it's just AAA high school.
Hell yeah.
Oh, which is like divisions.
Yeah.
Fucking
so the smaller schools were double A, single A.
Yeah.
So actually the only way you could really get that scouts were at was at the high school soccer provincials, which was in Vancouver.
Wow. Really?
That's like states.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you see that striker for the Warm Fuzzies?
I saw him at provincials. He's grade 7. It's great.
One of the fucking best in triple A, man.
He's great. He's got an absolute boot.
When he gets to grade 10, watch out.
Double A has no chance.
He might even go to university.
I heard fucking Quebec is interested in him. Hey, All right, next.
That's what they can lure him away from Toronto, eh?
First look. Photos of the new MacGruber series on Peacock that starts December 16th with Will Forte, Kristen Wiig, and drum roll please, Ryan
Coogler! It's about time he got himself out of that shit show, Big Sky, and onto a real show like MacGruber.
Yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about. And you know what I was thinking? Maybe Hawk can fucking call his best friend.
Has to be.
This is fucking Gumpy's guy?
Oh, my God.
Gumpy, this is your guy, Mint says?
Wait, Mint, have you... Mint, have you never seen MacGruber?
No, I haven't.
Mint don't fucking know, dude.
Mint don't know jack shit.
Mint doesn't know that Philippine Forte. Gonna fucking burn it down on Peacock.
Is it too late
to apologize?
It's too late.
To go back?
What, to MacGruber?
Yeah.
No, I think it's fine.
No, you can go back.
MacGruber's fucking hilarious, dude.
MacGruber!
It still slaps, too. Still slaps.
12 years, dude.
It is free on Peacock if anyone wants to catch up.
Oh, it's already out?
No.
The movie's on the movie.
Oh.
I mean, it better be on there. They should be doing some promo for this shit.
Yeah.
I'm through the roof. I could barely sleep.
Seriously, I agree.
Legitimately couldn't even fall asleep. Kept fucking saying that.
Connor, have you seen MacGruber?
Yeah, in 2010. Yeah, that's when it came out.
You haven't seen MacGruber.
I fucking love MacGruber. MacGruber! There's 20 minutes to MacGruber! I only got 10 seconds to MacGruber!
No, so the big thing is if you've seen Scott. The SNL skits absolutely stink. The movie's hilarious. Yeah, it's like hilarious. A hard R. I mean, it's absurd, dude.
Yeah, there was a good 2 years where...
was he having his ass in carrot?
Celery, I believe.
Celery stock.
Yeah.
I think it's a celery stock.
KFBR 392.
I mean, here we go, though. More TV.
Yeah.
TV's coming back right now. Next. Ridley Scott blames millennials for the last duo bombing. What we've got today are these audiences who were brought up on these fucking cell phones, man. The millennium who do not ever want to be taught anything unless you told them on the fucking cell phone, man. I mean, he's got a point. The last duel looks unbelievable.
Did anyone see it?
No.
I don't think anyone saw it.
Oh, boo-hoo, you old bastard. Your fucking movie bombed, you know, and people didn't like it. Shut up!
Hey, by the way, pal, movie theaters are fucking dying everywhere. Not many people are going to the movies anymore.
Well, no, they're back. Movie theaters are back.
No, they're not back at all.
With fucking Gucci, dude.
Whoa. Nick's got goddamn movie quality streams that you can just watch on your couch.
I watched Bond, took a nap halfway through it, woke up, finished it. It was fucking great.
Give me
day.
Gucci.
Great Saturday.
I am excited for
Gucci.
I want Gucci on the line.
Calling now.
Gucci.
Apparently, to this day, domestic, Last Duel has only made $10
million. Pretty good.
What was budget?
Jesus.
$100 million.
Oh, what's the issue?
Pack your bags. We're going to Milan.
Get me Gucci.
Yeah, no, Gucci is going to be sick. Very good.
I'll tell you what, Gump. I'll send you a stream of this movie, and you can rate it for us and review it for us.
Nah, I'm good. I go to the theater.
Hell yeah.
The worry for me is with Gucci, one of their big sells is Adam Driver, and Adam Driver's in this. And then it's Gaga and Al Pa.
Yeah, Gaga
fucking
puts that movie over.
Jared Leto.
Pacino plays.
Oh, yeah, Jared Leto.
Leto plays
all guy.
Fat schlub. It's going to be sweet. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
He doesn't say Gucci. He says Armani.
Armani.
We know. Yeah. Okay.
We didn't want to
pack your bags. Though. Yeah, no, it was a good remembrance. Now that the world's opening back up, so many new thrills are on the horizon.
What?
And whether you've been in a relationship for years, or you're just getting started, or even excited to get back out there and meet new people, when the moment comes, you want to be ready. Roman ready.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod now to talk to U.S. licensed health professionals. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all in the comfort and privacy of your home. Roman ready equals confidence. The confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment. We're looking at the Summer Love 2020 version. Woo!
and Roman wants to make sure you can participate in your way, whether that be as a single person or a couple who would still rather stay in with each other. A U.S. licensed health professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, and discreet if you don't want anybody or anyone else finding out. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/thepod and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it now. Go to GetRoman.com/thepod today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this summer, and let's all be Roman ready. Hell yeah! But yeah, fuck, I can't wait to see Last Duel. Next, okay. No, this is a real announcement. Okay, never mind. Man, put it on the screen already. Kid Rock is live with Don't Tell Me How to Live, the official video featuring his best friend, Monster Truck.
Gumpy, you want to take this one away?
Go ahead, Gump. I think I'll pass on this one, my friend.
Ain't nobody gonna tell me how to lay
Monster Truck, actually, Canadian band. They're with a new Nickelback. Yeah.
Is that right?
There's no new Nickelback. They're from Hamilton.
Where's what? Nickelback from?
Indiana? Canada.
Yes,
wait,
sir.
Okay. I thought you said you had you knew that song by Monster Truck. That was very, very good.
Vroom, vroom.
It went like that, and then it mentioned like all the soccer teams that in like
fucking warm fuzzies, buddy. You know they are.
Come on, warm fuzzies, you can go the goal. Come on, warm fuzzies, go the way.
Vroom, vroom.
I fucking love the Ottawa Red Blacks. Hey,
vroom vroom.
Yeah, no, that video is hilarious though.
He really went for it.
Bob Ritchie's back. Some people are saying,
"Let everybody know, fuck you."
Yeah, the big takeaway is if you don't like what I'm doing, then you're a fucking pussy. That's basically the. It's kind of electric.
It is verbatim.
He also
what the
wanted to remind everybody that he is from Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And who could forget?
In
you know?
Detroit, the whole time was
Jesus.
The whole thing's pretty much just a 4-minute SNL skit of Kid Rock.
Yeah, the music video does have.
I don't
a
think
lot
there's much irony involved, Bill.
No, not at all.
No, there isn't.
Foxy said he's just going to have this on repeat, this whole drive back to Detroit.
Yeah, that
he said his dad actually called him saying, you can't fucking tell me how much beer I can fucking drink before noon. And he was
ain't
like,
ain't nobody going to fucking tell me how to lay here.
They need to get this on Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
they do.
And then it'll be back.
Yeah.
Is Guitar Hero back?
Yeah, it will be.
It had a run.
Like, is there a new game?
Well, they made this new bullshit game with fucking 3 buttons instead of 5.
Did you guys actually play that?
The 3 button one?
No, just in general.
Oh, yeah. Guitar Hero?
Yeah, dude. Played Rock Band. We talked about shows already, but have you seen the Pam and Tommy sex tape show?
Oh, yeah, on Hulu, right?
Hulu.
Like the actual sex tape?
Yeah.
Is that from the Zack and Mary make a porno?
The Winter Soldier plays Tommy. And I forget who's playing Pam Anderson.
Lily James,
Seth
I think.
Rogen. Mm-hmm. It is Lily James, let me mention it. Seth Rogen is in it, and he's like one of the guys who finds the tape.
Okay.
And they're going to release it.
Okay.
It looks fucking awesome.
Oh, so it's like a Drunk History type.
Yeah. But there's no...
There's no
slash blues. Like The Room, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Like that type of...
The Room, like the one about
that James Franco
Captain
in with
Marvel. Oh, okay.
Think,
tear me apart, Lisa. That one.
Ironically enough, because we're talking about Tommy Lee. Think Motley Crue movie.
Oh, The Dirt.
Yeah. It's
which, if you want a Pete Davidson,
there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Tommy Lee also.
Yeah,
he does.
The classic. Yeah. Fuck, baby, when Pam Anderson's fucking sucking his baloney in the car on the way to that boat.
You were there?
Yeah, I was actually fucking driving right behind him. Saw the whole thing.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's a one-in-one experience.
I know. I'll never forget it.
Good for you, Todd.
Someone else
Lee's a legend.
Someone else is in it too. That's awesome. I forget who it is though.
Isn't Giamatti? Did you say?
It might actually be Giamatti. It's someone in Seth Rogen. They're like fucking their partners
crew.
In it.
Is
Nick Offerman?
It is Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Jose Offerman.
Also Andrew Dice Clay.
So. Dice?
Yeah.
Hey! Dickory, Dice K?
Yeah. Johnny's Bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Entourage.
Next. All right, people.
Oh, shit.
You can sleep a little sounder today.
Can we?
Because NASA's mission to crash a spacecraft into an asteroid to redirect its path launches this week. Thank you, NASA!
Don't thank them yet, dude.
This is stray hands work.
Yeah, this is a bug in a windshield situation.
Is this what Stray Hands doing?
What do you mean? Oh, Stray Hands going to space?
Yeah, yes, he is.
Yeah, Jay Glazer showed him everything he knows.
I thought someone said this was a Lazarus mission.
Could be.
Not so much a Apollo 13 mission. Shout out Morning Show.
So, like, they're taking this asteroid pretty seriously if they're sending a spaceship.
Yeah, I'd say so, Tony.
Yeah, this feels good. Like one of those things where they're saying they're doing one thing, but they're actually going up, and if they don't stop it, then we're going to wake up next week.
What are they going to tell NASA how to live?
You know, it's a lot worse than what they're saying.
Exactly.
And it might not matter, because if this thing comes, we're all fucking dead. Need Harry Stamper.
Yeah, who is the modern day Harry Stamper?
Harry Michael Stamper. Strahan.
Bezos, probably.
Probably Bezos.
Bezos ain't no fucking head. Oil miner.
Yeah, looks like chance. It.
No, yeah, we need a rogue.
Jay Glazer.
Could be Glazer.
It could be Jay.
I will go fucking eviscerate Vivethrum.
I will fucking
on my own
30 fucking years.
To be honest, Connor, I don't know a lot of humans in the drilling industry.
I only know one.
But probably be the guy who owns BP.
Yeah.
Oh, he has a
Johnny Sins record. Plays like an unbelievable oil miner too. I feel like he could do it.
He probably could just fucking use his penis to bat it away.
All right, we need Pete Davidson and Johnny Sins right now.
Just drop them in.
We're going to land them on the asteroid, and they're going to fuck it until it splits in two. All right,
so much goo.
Save us, NASA! Another classic dead man getting put in a morgue freezer. Turns out to be alive, and then they shoot this guy in the head and just let him die, I believe.
Z, what's this fucking Joko account that you keep fucking sending shit in from?
That's not me.
That's me.
Compy, what's this Joko account?
Joe.co.uk?
Yeah.
What's this all about, dude?
It's a good account. There's that Will Smith thing. He a man almost got
was that University of Kentucky?
Pounded for so long.
Hold on. Throw that back up real quick, Mitt. Srikesh Kumar was hit by a motorbike in Morabad, east of New Delhi. Thank you, sorry. Yeah. After he was being rushed to a private hospital, he was declared dead on arrival. How does this happen? He's placed in a morgue freezer. His family arrived 6 hours later and signed a document. So this guy's dead, yeah.
Not anymore. He woke up.
And then they shot him in the head.
Fuck Golden here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get how this keeps happening, though. What the hell
too
is
much,
wrong
man.
With this
too
shit?
Too much happens too
fucking
much.
Fucking check his pulse, damn it.
Yeah. Can't they hit him with the little hammer in the knees and make sure his fucking
vitals?
Why don't they smack this guy's dong around? You know, if he...
He'd be able to tell if it gets
slow. He'd wake up immediately. Yeah.
Punch him in the nuts.
Whacked his sack incredibly hard.
Just a nice... They should have a sack tap doctor.
Or just get like one of those like staple guns tapper. And just flip it down and like, you know, like... smack his nut sack and if he goes...
Yeah, you know he's fucking alive.
Turns out he's alive.
Okay. Remove the staple from his nut sack and let's get this guy some care. Next. Good luck to that guy.
Yeah.
Or rest in peace, I don't know. The first teaser trailer for the dramatic reimagining of Nick's new favorite movie, Bel-Air, has been released. The series releases on Peacock in 2022.
What do we mean?
I buried the hatchet. I have no problems with Will anymore. His family and his personal life have given him more beating than I could have ever hoped for. So I've put down my sword. And this does look like it will stink, though.
Oh, yeah big time.
Come on.
It looks
terrible.
Give
it a chance.
Next!
Here we go.
It is not Thanksgiving week without building your Thanksgiving fantasy lineup with $20.
Can we do $40?
Nope.
No, we can only do $20. Main
give
course.
Give me the $5 whole fucking turkey. Give me it fucking all.
I mean, if you're not... watching this, then I'm sorry. We can't list off every single fucking one of these things.
You're not watching this, you're kind
of if you're listening, get to youtube.com/thepodpmi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Boom. And you'll see exactly what we're talking about.
This is pretty easy.
I think 25 should be the deal.
Give me $5 on the mashed, the stuffing, the mac and cheese.
Okay.
That's 15.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, I'll take the carrot cake.
Oh.
So that's 17, yep. And then I'll take the dark meat out of the turkey.
Okay.
This guy took carrot cake.
You didn't, no dessert for you?
No, he did carrot cake. Give me mash, give me stuffing, give me pumpkin pie.
Oh, by the way, there is a bottom line. You can add shit. Yeah. Don't forget those.
Gravy biscuits.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. I don't need any of it.
Oh, cornbread.
Cornbread?
No, I got pumpkin pie, dude. Pumpkin pie stuffing, mashed potatoes, ham, and feed me cream corn. I'm a cream corn guy.
Yeah, I do see that. The $1 cream corn is kind of a deal.
That is
absolutely
steal.
Yeah.
I probably should have won.
Cream corn stinks.
Okay.
Smacking. Am I the only one that's going to get the ham?
I just got ham, I agree with you.
Oh, we all hate pecan pie, right?
Nah, I think pecan pie is all right.
I'm out on pecan pie, Zeke.
Okay. I never had it.
I don't love pecan pie.
I don't like nuts.
What the fuck is pecan pie?
Pecans and pie, dude.
Welcome to the modern world, man.
If you had to choose, do you choose all dark meat or all white meat?
Dark.
White.
Give me the whole turkey, the mash, the stuffing, and then...
we're at crossroads.
I will take the cream corn.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
How much money do I have left?
You got $4.
Oh, perfect. Apple pie.
Wow. There you go.
Now, is that a la mode?
No, you get whipped cream, don't you?
I could be persuaded.
I'm not eating pumpkin pie without fucking.
Nick, that's a good lineup.
I could be persuaded to downgrade to au gratin potatoes if they are cheesy.
I was looking at roasted as well.
Okay. I thought that's so. I'm gonna go ahead. No, just save a couple bucks.
Give me the dark meat, the au gratin.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
The mashed.
Oh, okay.
11.
The stuffing.
You're doubling down. Doubling down on potatoes.
The cranberries.
Oh, I didn't know that we could do two from one.
What am I at?
Too much.
3, 5.
This guy's a madman.
Yeah, he's a goddamn 13. Crazy person.
What am I at? Prices.
You got.
I know.
3, 6, 11.
Biscuits.
16 cranberries for 18, and then give me
Hawaiian rolls.
Give me
see them done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Give me the
pecan and Hiram.
Give me the dollar left for Hawaiian rolls, and then if I have an extra dollar, that's give me meal. The
cornbread.
Give me the cool whip for the pumpkin.
That's
pie.
Masterful work right there.
That's good.
Well done, Gumpy.
Way to play the board.
Yeah.
Well done.
Good board.
The only mistake you made was wasting money on those piece of shit cranberries. You
know, yeah, that is I'll never give up cranberries.
I think you're onto something with the au gratin, though, especially if they're cheesy. I'm going whole turkey au gratin stuffing. 13. So what I'm at 13. Give me the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, sprouts!
If they have bacon in them as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's $2.
That takes you to 17.
Okay.
Stinks.
Give me a Hawaiian roll.
Oh, good steal.
18.
All right, good bounce back.
And then
I think I might have went just whipped cream.
I'll take another Hawaiian roll.
Go ahead.
Bowl of whipped cream.
And you're
going
to fucking throw a pecan pie.
I don't think
on
I got five.
And then give me pecan pie. And then give me pecan pie.
No way.
Pecan pie.
You ain't eating that pecan pie.
Pecan?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie is so fucking heavy. So heavy.
Is there gravy at the bottom?
Oh, yeah. Extra gravy. $3. I believe you get it with the mash.
That's right. So you get gravy to begin with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I'm getting gravy, I could go with the white meat, which is $2. Oh, and then the potatoes au gratin, which is
$2.
You don't get gravy with the mash.
Yeah, you don't get.
You only get gravy if you have mash.
$2 poor meat. You don't get gravy.
I'll go white meat, au gratin, mashed. Stuffing.
Yeah.
What?
10. Fucking cream corn. 11.
Gratin and
mac and cheese. What? 16. Apple pie.
I need to hear Fatso's order.
Yeah, good point.
So I'm all I'm gonna use white $50. Meat.
Okay.
White meat mashed. I think I would take the corn over the stuffing. Just the regular corn.
Wow. Corn on the cob.
I don't like stuffing.
I don't love it, but I can see it.
Corn on the cob.
I didn't see apple pie on there.
I'm surprised none of you guys are taking green bean casserole. Mac and cheese, apple pie.
Green bean casserole is good. I'm just not going to pay for it.
Send green bean casserole off a bridge.
Also,
green bean casserole is good.
The fact that it says fantasy football today on it, I kind of just eliminated it. Yeah,
Bill, Which item are you sticking your penis inside of?
Definitely got to go with the apple pie. I think it's the only reasonable option.
Choice. Pumpkin.
Or thought you would
squash. Squash. Pumpkin pie's a little dense.
I honestly squash. Thought dark horse carrot cake.
Yeah?
Squash.
Or sweet potato right. pie.
Okay. Right. Good work, boys.
Good spread, boys.
Good spread.
Mitzeet.
Good spread.
Everybody go?
Mitzeet.
Zeet, what do you got, Zeet?
Pumpkin pie, apple pie, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes.
Nice.
Baked potato, cream corn.
The hell yeah.
What?
Well, starch me up.
Well done, Z. You'll be fucking asleep an hour after that.
And that's the plan. Yeah.
That was awesome.
All
right. Tofurkey's not a real thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mean?
Tofu. It's real.
Mitt, what do you got on here?
What does that even mean?
Mitt, what do you
tofu.
Got?
Tofu.
Fake turkey.
That's gross. All right. I'm going to go with the ham. I'm going to go with the good old... Probably the roasted potatoes.
I knew it. I knew the
yeah. sauce. You dipshit. The steam fresh roasted potatoes. Keep going, Mitt.
Sorry.
Beets.
I'm trying to think now.
He's okay. At $6.
Oh, yeah. Mac and cheese. He easily mac and cheese.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Okay.
So you are taking green bean casserole as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick it over stuffing, but it's my favorite.
Straight losers.
You can do both, doofus.
Oh, I can do both?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll
take you got so, Mitt, you have $20.
I don't think I understand.
Make a meal.
You clearly.
You have $20. The left column is $5 stuff.
$4
stuff.
You had six examples.
Then $3 stuff. You use your $20. So we'll start from the beginning.
So you got ham, roasted potatoes.
So that's four.
Which is... You know,
plus two, so that's six.
Tuesday night meal during the week.
Stuffing, pumpkin pie.
11, 16. So you have $4 left.
Oh, fuck. Well, I want the casserole and then the Hawaiian rolls.
Okay. I think you're good then.
You're good.
There you go.
Okay. So you got.
You have a
okay.
Off, right?
No, you used the Hawaiian roll.
Now you got the Hawaiian rolls.
All right.
Hey, nice job.
Good job. Hey, enjoy your Thanksgiving. It's going to be good.
You made a TV dinner.
I think you can make that for under $20.
All right, here we go. Next. Maybe. Will Smith says, I had sex with so many women and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic, thank you, reaction to having an orgasm. It would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit all over my penis, is what Will's
Smith his penis
said.
Vomiting or his mouth was vomiting?
His mouth was vomiting.
Yeah, it was the same time.
He was
yeah.
busting a nut and puking at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I put my sword down and I buried the hatchet with Will, but he's really making it tough.
Yeah, this is...
To go peacefully and quietly into the night on my end.
Yeah, this is absurd.
Maybe just keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's the issue, is there's no self-awareness.
I've had sex with so many hot women. I've come on so many titties and butt cheeks.
Nobody wants to see you sit down with your wife and watch whatever happened there. You know, true. Like, give it up, Will.
Just, how out of context is this? Like, what's the lead-up question to this?
I don't know.
I've
seen some guy was
so,
like...
So, Will, how was your day today?
Yeah.
You're still crushing puss, right? I had sex with so many women, I started puking.
Okay, tell me more.
Yeah,
tell me
please.
More.
Please, go on. Yeah, and that's probably what happened. He's also doing a National Geographic show.
Yeah, they've been...
on Disney Plus?
Pimping that quite
seems
a bit.
Seems to be a direct
lately.
Ripoff of whatever Zac Efron was doing not too long ago.
Well, when someone says Zac Efron was a ripoff of Planet Earth, but hey, who are we here
who
to
who are
judge?
We to say?
That's
right.
Not
it's
us.
It's called Welcome to Earth.
Is it?
With Will
Smith?
Will
Smith, Smith one?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Will Smith, Welcome to
Welcome
Earth?
Welcome to Earth, yeah.
Good luck, Will. I'll watch King Richard, and you know maybe you'll get that Oscar and the rest of this.
Isn't Bear Grylls a couple episodes?
Extracurricular stuff we can kind of do without. I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't. I'm seeing Mohammed Farg.
Keep some.
Yeah, Mohammed Farg. Yeah,
keep
sure.
some things to yourself.
Yeah. Also, make iRobot 2. Okay.
True. And
I did not kill him.
Boom. And
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else? From Will Smith?
Oh, it seems like that was the last one.
Next.
Oh, no.
That's the last one.
Oh, that is the last one you're saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, well, what a journey it has been today.
It has been a
yeah,
journey.
Yeah, it has been.
Pleasure sitting in here with you wow, fine bro. Gentlemen and Stan being
happy
in
Thanksgiving.
Here with you
happy everybody
happy
be safe
happy
over Thanksgiving.
Be safe over Thanksgiving.
Don't be drinking
don't
and driving.
Don't be
do
drinking
it.
And driving. If
don't
you drink, either sleep and just pass out.
Yep.
Or wait a couple hours till you're sober.
Call Gumpy. He'll pick you up.
Call Gumpy. Call AAA. Uber's probably going to be tough during the holidays.
It might be expensive.
Give that a run as well. Enjoy your pumpkin pie.
You can always hoof it.
You can always hoof it.
2 feet in a heartbeat.
Two feet in a heartbeat. Nothing like the Shoelace what? Express. That's but if right. you're too drunk, do not walk home in the cold.
No, you could fall asleep and die exactly. from hypothermia.
Exactly. Be careful these holidays.
Depends how boozed up you are, though. You might not feel it.
Judge it. Have your friends judge it, okay?
Stick to the local watering hole. That maybe right. it's just up the road.
Yep, you know? Smart.
A wise man once said, get wild, but not too wild.
When's the last time you guys did a Blackout Wednesday?
2 years ago. What year is
last
it?
Week. Oh! Oh!
Good luck tomorrow.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.